Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 10.88, up 3.5 on the open. May, 10.88, up 1.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.26, down 3.5 on the open. July, 9.68, down 1. December, 9.79, down 4 on the open. March corn opened at 5.24, down 0.5 on the open. May, 5.35.5, down 2. July, 5.47, down 2.5. September, 5.47, down 4. December, 5.50, down 3. March, 5.55.75, down 5.75. May, 5.61.5, down 3. July, 5.65.5, down 2. December of 2009, 5.27.75, up 0.5 on the open. March beans open at 14.06, up 0.25 on the open. May, 14.24, down 3/4. July, 14.38, down 1.5. November, 13.75, down 3.5. January of 2009, 13.80, down 5.5. March, 13.79, down 7. May, 13.65, down 12 on the open. March soybean meal open at 358.70. Down 60 on the open. May, 366, down 20. March soybean oil open at 61.40, up 9 on the open. May, 62.28, up 16. March feeders open at 104.85, down 22.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 91.85, down 7.5 on the open. April lean hogs open at 63.85, down 15 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 93.50, up 50 on the open. AM 580's all-day agricultural outlook meeting is set for Tuesday, March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We've got a terrific lineup, including nationally known speakers Dan Bossi and Glenn Ring. AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser will give us the early word on planting. We'll dig into state planting with Bill Moore of WB Moore Incorporated, and we'll have panels on corn and beans. The cost is just $13 and includes a continental breakfast and lunch buffet. Registration begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is made possible with support from the Andersons, Cargill, and Archer Daniels Midland Company. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, USDA's Economic Research Service, specifically the Feed Grains Interagency Commodity Estimates Committee, that's a mouthful, put out their estimates this morning, and the number that caught my eye as I looked through all the tables was for wheat, corn, and beans, the planted acreage for the 2008 growing season.
Yeah, this is the highest since the mid-80s at 225 million for corn, beans, and wheat, Dave. I think many of us pretty much categorically have said at your panel meetings or on the radio that 08 was going to be probably a very volatile year, much more so than 06 and 07. I think it's safe to say USDA has almost ensured this by giving us very surprising numbers in a variety of aspects, and certainly starting with these acres, they've really loaded them up high, especially in the corn acreage number at 90 million. So that's a beginning step of what the trade in Chicago is going to have to start to work with. It probably goes back to when they looked at the ending stocks figures this morning. I was personally surprised that the demand numbers held up as high as they did, given that we're seeing demand being reduced in wheat and in rice for 08 versus 07, but demand in corn and beans actually goes up. And so the ending stocks figures put out this morning even add more volatility to what the Chicago people are going to have to trade between now and that acreage survey report here coming up on the 31st of March.
Let's look at some of those particulars. Ending stocks for corn put at USDA for the 2008 report at 1243 compared with the 2007 of 1438. And then over on the bean side, ending stocks at 169 compared to 160. What numbers then do you take issue with to get to those numbers?
It's a good question because I think producers can get a good handle now on what to do, at least in our opinion, what to do with the corn in particular. We think the 90 million acres, Dave, is going to be reduced on the March 31st report. We think there's going to be probably more corn acres moved into beans between now and the 31st. So if we have the highest or likely the biggest number in planted corn acres, clients would naturally and farmers would naturally say, well, why do we want to go ahead and buy corn puts? Why do we want to go ahead and get something locked down? Why not let that transition into the marketplace? And I think, A, we do want to let it transition or at least try to transition here in the next 30 days. But I think most importantly would be when you go down the demand figures for corn, USDA is dropping feed and residual 9%. They're dropping the exports 12%, but they're raising ethanol 28%. And so what you're dealing with in 2008 is you are banking on the idea that ethanol is going to more than offset the reduced feed and more than offset the reduced exports so that you still consume more than 13 billion bushels of corn. The problem we have with that is if we're heading into a recession and we've got 15-year highs in terms of gasoline supplies built here right now in the United States, why, other than the government mandate, would you want to consume that much more ethanol? And so if we do go into recession and we do actually consume less gasoline in 2008, I think you're putting all your eggs in one basket if you're the USDA number crunchers right now. And we want to point that out to farmers and say, don't do that, because you're really relying upon the government and you're also relying upon the economy turning around. Nothing wrong with getting a 20 or 25 cent floor underneath you here in corn puts, and then see how well you get it planted and how good a stand you get.
If 90 is the largest number of the year for corn acres, let's take it back to the charts, take it back to the futures. What number is being traded by traders based on what your understanding is?
Well, I think if the outside markets hold up, I would suspect that D's corn at 550 futures is probably pretty close to about a 1.5 billion bushel carryover next year. And so if they take the new numbers of 1243 at face value, we may need to take up another 25 or 35 cents. And that would fit nicely into our lead month swing objective of about 560. And that would be basis to March if it would happen before the March went off the board. But lead month corn technicals would say a 560 swing objective is still very much alive and well. If we would get that, that'd be about 40 cents in the front end. Notice also that July D's corn spread is now negative. We've now built premium in the December futures. It's now up to 3 cents this morning, and that just changed this week. So that right there, that characteristic is typically a little bit more negative. So if we would get a 40-cent move higher in March, that could equate to almost a 40-cent move higher in D's. So you're talking about 580, 590 December futures. That seems to feel pretty good to snug up just underneath $6 if they're worried about the corn acres getting planted.
Could we more likely see that swing objective in the July chart?
I think it may be the May that does it, because I doubt very seriously that the March is going to do it unless we get new fundamentals or unless the outside markets keep ratcheting higher. You know, we went up to $101 crude oil, and now we're back down to $97.98. It sounds like from the energy complex that they're wanting to cool their jets a little bit and see what the actual Fed policy is in March. They want to see some more economic data before they run it up the flagpole again. So I would look probably at the May or maybe even the July, like you say, Dave.
And then in the soybeans, of course, we're at plus 7.4 million additional planted acres this morning. Off the trade, the ratio for the corn and bean spread has now hit 250. I think that's the highest level since certainly last year at some point, and maybe even longer than that. Are we on our way to the 260 to 270 level?
We would think so between now and March 31st. If it's going to do it, it's going to be here in the short term. And I think most of that goes back to, even if we think bean acres are going up in our own analysis, I think Chicago's in a mindset that 71 million minus 2 million double crop really leaves you only about 69 million for a good strong yield. Now, I did notice USDA only came in at a 42.1 yield today, so they are factoring some of those double crop acres in. But regardless of that, it's all about yield this year in beans because we understand the double crop size. We also understand the bean availability of seed and the germination issues. So with corn, it's more about acres. Once it gets planted with the subsoil moisture we have, it looks like it's going to be a pretty decent crop with beans. We're going to carry this volatility all the way into midsummer until September, we think.
So if puts are the move du jour on the corn side, what are you looking at on the bean side?
Just the exact opposite on beans. If we're right and the bean acres are moving higher, then we're going to go ahead and make a little bit more forward sales in the beans this next month and do very few puts in beans. We'd rather come back in and get some calls bought in the November or bull call spreads bought in the November so that we're sitting there for the mid-August, mid to mid-September time period when we really think the market's going to make a difference. The thing about the verticals and those bull call spreads we're doing, A, it cheapens us up. B, if we would have a pullback between now and June, the short call would work down along with the long call, and we'd be able to take some money off the table that way if we were buying a bulge after making a forward contract. But even in the beans, we probably won't want to go over 50% cash sold until we get those physically planted.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Taking a look at the current charts, March wheat in Kansas City, 1081.5 down 3. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 1024 down 5.5. March corn, 522.25 down 2.25. December, 550.5 down 2.5. March beans, 1412 up 6.25. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.